Well, breaking news, as we predicted this morning on the Big Breakfast with Margo and Marto, the Brisbane Broncos have begun the bloodletting. Peter Nolan, the head of football, has been axed, and he has been told that his services are no longer required at the Brisbane Broncos. Dave Donaghy, the CEO, had a meeting with him this morning, and Nolan, who has been with the club for some time, is now without a position at the Brisbane Broncos. Also, on the same day where plenty is going on, Andrew Kroll, the head of performance, strength and conditioning, he is gone as well. He has been sacked. He's also the current Queensland strength and conditioning coach. It's a tough day for both men, who are very well respected in the rugby league industry, but obviously and clearly Dave Donaghy has made a huge statement and said enough is enough at this moment. Kevin Walters has got a forensic overview on his coaching staff, and at this present moment, John Cartwright and also Terry Madison, along with Kurt Richards, are coming under the spotlight on whether or not they will be safe as well. This is a huge, huge transition for the Brisbane Broncos. Never before mid-season have they done reviews like this before, and never before have they had to do the bloodletting that is taking place. Kevin Walters and Dave Donaghy have both been entrusted to turn this ship around, and in the coming days there will be more bloodletting and there will be announcements made who will replace. Already, Corey Parker, the former Broncos great and club captain, is being touted as one of the future assistant coaches. He will come in on a full-time basis. Alex Corvo's name is a strength and conditioning coach. He's been at the Maroons, he's been at the Warriors and the Melbourne Storm. His name is being touted as well, and there is other big names yet to come. Lots to talk about in this. This is a big story. Brisbane have axed two people, head of football, Peter Nolan, and the head of strength and conditioning and their head trainer in Andrew Kroll.